sailors come down to the highway and tear folks up there. And he said he got liquor stores up there and things, holes and everything up there that's like me as anywhere. But I ain't been up there and ain't going up there. See nothing about it. But now some places we go through, they tell you dangerous of falling rocks. Mountains are high and steep, you know, so you'll never know when a rock will slide in or hit a. And you get in the mountains up there and them roads in the mountains. And if your car ain't got no brakes on it, you better get out and walk.
That's right.
Because you'd be dead. You can't. They people's come through there. And the roads, you see the road going, that's like I'm looking out that window. And look like I see the end of the road. And when I get down there to this, where I thought the end of the road was, it turned right around and come right back upside of this other road. Working yourself out that mountain. Sometimes you be in that mountain about 2 or 3 hours before you can get out. But you got to work yourself around these. And the road be going this way and you drive down, and in here you come right back this way, and you drive up this way here, you come right back down this way. And folks want to get out of there for night. Now that's dangerous.
That's right.
And the snow up there in July and August. You ever been through up in there in the summertime? Well, the valleys up there just as white with snow in July and August as it is now when it snows. That snow don't never melt in there. The mountain goes up like walls, and a little gutter come right down between them, look back about that wide. And it's just literally white. You can see up there.
What do you call that low place between mountains where you might have a bridge or something like that?
I don't know what they call that. And I talked with a white lady who used to come to our house, said her father, there were 16 of them in family. And her father cut ice in them mountains, enough ice in the winter that they lived on through the summer.
What do you call, talking about mountains, what do you call those, the side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
Valley.
Okay, or you might say you're looking over the edge of this, what? You know, you're on the mountain and it drops off real sharp, and you look over the edge, what do you call that thing that drops off? You know, the valley is a place, I think, between the mountains, you
yeah.
know, the low place.
Well, now, I don't know what they would call this for it. Well, it breaks off like that.
You call it a cliff?
I read and saw it. I heard one of the trotter girls' boy was up there driving in the mountains, and he had a rake. And he went off in one of them places. See, the car rolled, and he fell about 150 feet in one of them holes down there.
Fell off the cliff?
Cut his kidding me, there's many in there, and they had to cut him out. Mm-hmm. And he ain't well yet, and that's been about 3 or 4 years ago.
What would you call that thing right there that you turned open the door, John?
Door knob.
Have you ever heard of a rise in the land called a knob? Never heard of that before? You know, some people would say instead of calling something a hill, they might call it a knob.
A knob.
You never heard that used before?
No, I never heard it.
Okay. What do you call the place where boats stop and they unload their freight and all that sort of thing?
Station. Did he call it a...
For a boat.
For a boat? Mm-hmm. I don't know now. I couldn't tell you nothing about them boat places.
Have you ever heard the word wharf? Never heard the word wharf. Okay. Or maybe a dock.